Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Today on Adventures in Odyssey, Whit goes out of town, and the kids need someone else to turn to for advice.
Who's going to answer our questions?
Introducing animatronic Whit.
Animal what?
But first, Liz experiences what it's like to be able to read people's thoughts.
Will I really be able to read minds?
Just press this button.
This is so frustrating!
All this and more is coming up on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
What do you think?
About...
Come on, look at me. Really look at me.
Oh, you got your hair cut.
Not cut. Style. Yesterday at Greenblatt's department store. So?
It's definitely you, Liz. Well, look, I gotta go. See ya.
I wonder what she really thought.
All right, people. You and your partner have been assigned one frog. That means one of you takes notes while the other dissects the frog. Ready? Begin.
So, Alex, what do you want to do?
I'll take notes.
Okay.
Did you do something to your hair?
You noticed. You like it?
Yeah, sure.
Alex, come up here, please.
Yes, sir. I'll be right back.
Okay. Sarah, did you hear that? Alex likes me!
Or he was just being polite.
Yeah. I wish there was a way I could know for sure.
No, Liz!
Please, Connie, please tell me if I got the part.
It wouldn't be fair. Eugene and I still have a few more people to see.
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
Eugene, will you tell me?
No.
This is driving me nuts!
Eugene, we were supposed to see Heather 10 minutes ago.
Excuse me, Elizabeth. I wouldn't want to ruin Miss Kendall's reputation for punctuality.
I heard that.
This is so frustrating.
What's so frustrating, Liz?
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Hi.
Did you ever wish you knew what people were thinking about you?
Oh, I suppose everyone has wished that at some time in their lives. But, you know, I think it's better that we don't know. More surprises that way, and less heartache.
Yeah, well, I'd be willing to sacrifice the surprises and risk the heartaches to know what a few people are thinking about me right now.
You would, huh?
Absolutely.
Well, then follow me.
Oh, no, not the Room of Consequence again.
Ah, then you remember your previous little excursion, huh?
How could I forget? Nearly put me off chocomocha chocolate fudge cake with chocolate chunk ice cream permanently.
Now, does that mean you don't want to try it?
Will I really be able to read minds?
Well, just tell me what you want to know, and I'll program it in.
Well, I want to know how Sarah really feels about my hair. If Alex likes me.
Yeah.
And if I got the part in the play.
All right. Done. Oh, and you'll need this.
A pen?
Well, it's actually a thought decoder. Whenever you want to hear someone's thoughts, just point it at them and press this button.
Cool.
Now, the way this simulation works, you can't let on that you know other people's thoughts. If you do, the program automatically aborts.
Got it. Let's go.
Okay.
Whoa! I'm back at school. And it's this morning.
Hi, Liz.
Hi, Sarah. So, what do you think?
About...
Oh, come on. Look at me. Really look at me.
Let's see. Tacky purse, gaudy dress, cheap necklace. Bingo.
Oh, you got your hair cut.
Yeah. Oh, well, not cut. Styled. Yesterday at Greenblatt's department store.
I would have guessed the Electric Palace.
Oh, really?
Really what?
Nothing. So?
It's definitely you, Liz.
Very weird.
Definitely me, huh?
Here comes the whining. Exit line, exit line.
Well, look, I gotta go. See ya.
Phew, got out of that one. Floss. Gotta floss.
I can't believe this! She's supposed to be my best friend. But she's so mean! My dress is not gaudy. Whoa! Science class!
All right, people. You and your partner have been assigned one frog.
Three little froggies, all unwary, fresh from a froggy seminary, free from a genus, total wary. Bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum.
That means one of you takes notes while the other dissects the frog.
A wandering froggy eye, a thing of warts and patches.
All right, everyone. Ready? Begin.
So, Alex, what do you want to do?
Throw up?
I'll take notes.
Then throw up.
Okay.
Did you do something to your hair?
You noticed.
Anything to keep from looking at that frog.
You like it?
Yeah.
At least it's not frog guts.
Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Alex, come up here, please.
Yes, sir. I'll be right back.
I'm gonna hurl first.
Okay.
Nice girl.
I knew he liked me.
Kinda whiny, though. Sure wish I could remember her name.
What? Wit's End.
No, Liz.
Huh? Please, Connie. Please tell me if I got the part.
Boy, can this girl whine.
It wouldn't be fair. Eugene and I still have a few more people to see.
And one of them might be better than you.
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
Eugene, will you tell me?
Tell. William Tell. The William Tell Overture, composed in 1829. Tell, toll, bell, for whom the bell tolls. Ernest Hemingway, the importance of being earnest. Ernie and Bert, Ernie with the funny voice, Bert with the funny nose. Nose, homonym of nose, which is the plural of no.
No.
Ooh, this is driving me nuts.
Nuts, hazel, pecan, pistachio, Nietzsche.
Eugene, we were supposed to see Heather 10 minutes ago.
Excuse me, Elizabeth. I wouldn't want to ruin Miss Kendall's reputation for punctuality.
Well, I don't know why we're continuing the auditions when we've decided Liz has the role. Role, baby.
Yes! Yes, I got it! I got the part! Whoa! Now what? Who turned out the curtains?
Great performance, Liz.
Performance? Oh, this is the play. Wait, it's over?
Yeah. You don't remember?
Yeah. I meant, it's over so soon? Too bad.
I know how you feel. Well, what are you waiting for? Go out and take your bow.
Oh, okay. Finally, a place where everyone's thinking good thoughts just about me.
I have got to find the restroom.
I need to take my nap.
Oh, it's the whiny girl.
Doesn't anyone here have a good thought about me?
When is this gonna be over?
Stop clapping now.
Let Arlo. He's so funny.
What should I make for dinner? I really need to repaint my toenails.
Ugly haircut.
No one likes me? Wait, there's Alex.
She was pretty good. Sure wish I could remember her name, though.
Liz? You okay?
Yeah, Mr. Whitaker.
Well, did you find out what people were thinking about you?
Yeah. Most of the time, they're not thinking about me at all. When they do, they all hate me.
No, they don't, Liz.
Then why do they have such bad thoughts about me?
Well, first, everybody occasionally has bad thoughts about other people. It's part of our fallen natures. That's not to excuse it, but it still happens. And it's by the grace of God that we don't hear those thoughts. Otherwise, we'd all be mad at each other most of the time.
That's for sure.
And second, why are you so concerned about what other people think of you? The only thing that really counts is what God thinks of you.
How am I supposed to know that?
Well, I have a wonderful book you should read on the subject.
Oh, the Bible, right?
Right. And the really great thing is, not only will you find out what God thinks about you, but the more you read the Bible, the more His thoughts will actually become your thoughts. And those are the best thoughts to have. Now, isn't that better than trying to figure out what other people think?
Yeah, I guess. I'll give it a try, Mr. Whitaker.
Good girl.
But in case it doesn't work, could you program the Room of Consequence to make me invisible? Now that would be awesome.
Liz, You don't need a mind-reading program to know what I think of that idea.
Mr. Whitaker, what else can I do?
Hey guys, what's up?
Hi, Connie. David's got a question.
What is it, David?
No, this is a tough question.
It's not just for anyone.
I can't take any chances with amateurs. No offense.
Amateur?
Well, you aren't Mr. Whitaker.
No.
Do you have insurance in case your answer turns up bad?
Nobody does.
Mr. Whitaker doesn't need it.
Well, I don't think I do either. Why don't you try me and find out?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Tell you what. I'll ask you the question so long as I'm not under any obligation to accept any answer you might give.
Okay, what is it?
If a car is traveling at the speed of light and he turns on his lights, does anything happen?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
See, Mr. Whitaker wouldn't have said that.
That's not your real question, is it?
No, I'd like to try that one first. If you can convince me of an answer, I'll ask you the real one.
Oh, brother.
Greetings, all.
Hi, Eugene.
I understand you have an inquiry of some sort?
No, just a question.
That's what an inquiry is, Alex.
Oh, how'd you know, Eugene?
I was listening right behind you.
Clever.
Now, what is the nature of this inquiry?
Wait a minute. You'll tell Eugene and not me?
Oh, Miss Kendall, why do you ask questions that you know will result in your feelings being hurt?
Actually, Eugene, I don't think I can ask you either.
I beg your pardon?
It's really something I want to ask Mr. Whitaker. Do you know where he is?
Mount Sinai Book Warehouse in Chicago.
What's he doing there?
He's picking up some Bibles and advising them on some studies they're doing. He's going to be there for a couple of weeks, so we're on our own for a while.
Mr. Whitaker's going to be gone even longer?
Oh, hi, Mandy.
Is everyone listening to our conversation?
Who's going to answer our questions?
You have a question, too?
Yeah, but I've been saving it for Mr. Whitaker. It seems like he's been gone for 40 days already.
Is it something I can help you with?
She's joking, Mandy.
No, I'm not.
I need him to help me with a question about my parents.
And my discipline problem.
Would you like to tell me about it?
Very funny, Connie.
Will you stop that?
The point is, we need Mr. Whitaker.
Yeah, when's he coming back?
Wait a minute. Yeah. If you truly feel that way, I may have a solution to your dilemma. Follow me. Introducing Mr. Whitaker.
I don't see anyone.
Me either.
You've been spending a lot of time around a gas leak, Eugene.
Do you not see the computer?
Yeah. So where's Mr. Whitaker?
Aha. I have recorded thousands of Mr. Whitaker's responses and programmed them into this computer. Now, just step up to the microphone and ask anything.
If I did my homework, would it really make a difference?
I tell you, I get no respect. No respect at all.
Oops. I had it set on famous comedian answers. No worries. A few keystrokes. And there. You try, Mandy.
Should I let my neighbor Joey ride my bike?
Well, Mandy, the Bible says to love your neighbor as yourself.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
Man.
As long as he's careful, I'd let Johnny ride.
Johnny?
Well, there's still a few bugs to excise, but it's still pretty good, wouldn't you say?
I don't know. It's kind of weird.
What are you talking about, Mandy? It's great.
Yeah, I'm next.
No, me.
Problem solved, eh, Miss Kendall?
I could have given that advice.
Eugene?
Oh, greetings, Miss Strasberg. Are you having fun with computer wit?
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. It's great hearing Mr. Whitaker's voice, but there's something missing.
Visual stimuli?
No, something we can see. Do we have a picture of Mr. Whitaker we can put by the computer?
To borrow the colloquialism, I'm way ahead of you.
A Mr. Whitaker poster? Cool!
Precisely, for your listening and watching pleasure. Ah, what will I think of next?
Some complaints.
Concerning?
Computer wit.
Oh, not getting enough time with it yourself?
Very funny. Actually, I come in early and talk to it. But that's not the problem.
Then what, pray tell, is?
The kids are starting to feel like the computer and poster are a little callous.
Callous?
Yeah, they want more. You know, something tangible. Something they can touch and hug.
Well, I've hugged my computer before.
Yeah, but you're different. You can hug a computer and feel loved. Most people can't do that. Actually, nobody else can do that.
Do you think this is the cause for all the knickknacks around the poster?
I guess so. It's Witt's stuff, you know, his sweater, coffee cup, aprons, and tools. Mm-hmm. But it's not satisfying them. I don't know how much longer I can keep them calm.
Something they can touch and hug, eh? Well, I didn't want to reveal it yet.
You have something?
Indeed. Quiet, please. Quiet. It has come to my attention that several of you are not satisfied with computer Witt and would like something more. Therefore, I am pleased to announce that I've been working on the next step in Whittaker substitution technology. I call it the animatronic Witt, designed not only for your emotional but tactile enjoyment as well.
He means you'll be able to touch and hug it.
Where is it? Bring it out now.
Yeah.
It's not quite ready yet, but I'll work on it all night, and I'll have it here first thing in the morning.
Eugene, don't you think all of this is a little strange? It's like they're obsessed.
Oh, no more strange than the American obsession with sports or chocolate. Besides, the masses are demanding it. This is a way to keep them quiet and satisfied, if you'll excuse me.
A chocolate Witt. Now that would be cool.
Where's animatronic Witt?
I want a hug. Bring him out.
Quiet, everybody. Quiet. Okay. Several years ago, I had
Skip the speech.
Just a few days ago,
Skip the explanation.
Okay. Introducing animatronic Witt.
Well, hello there. Can I serve you an ice cream sundae?
Connie, honey, what in the world is going on here?
Witt, you're back! Hey, everyone, Witt is back! The real one!
The real one?
Shh! Animatronic Witt is about to speak again.
Anima what?
This is a good day to worship the Lord.
What is that?
You. Sort of.
Boy, is it good to see all of you.
All right, I've heard enough.
Oh, boy.
Here, pardon me. Let me through, please. Where is the plug to this thing? Oh, there it is.
We should all go to...
Oh, hello, Mr. Whittaker.
Eugene, what is going on here?
Nothing, really.
Nothing?
No.
Why are all these kids going crazy over this image of me? Connie?
You were gone for so long, and the kids started missing you, right?
Right, yeah.
We love you, Mr. Whittaker. And so Eugene made this computer program that sounded like you, and then the kids wanted more, right?
Right.
Yeah.
We love you, Mr. Whittaker.
So you made this, Eugene?
Well, made is such a strong word. I was simply working on an invention, and this animatronic Witt just sort of appeared.
Oh, Eugene.
Did we do something wrong, Mr. Whittaker?
I want all of you to go home, get your Bibles, and read Exodus chapter 32. Then come back here and we'll talk about what you did wrong. Go on. Come on. Go on. Do I really have to explain to you two what's wrong here?
No, sir.
The Exodus 32 reference pretty much clarified things.
Yeah. I knew something was strange about this.
Just when we think we've gotten beyond certain things, we see we're no better than our ancestors.
Sorry, Witt.
Don't apologize to me. Apologize to God.
Yeah, I think I'll go do that right now.
And I as well.
Good idea.
Just out of curiosity, I take it you don't want me to proceed with the animatronic golden calf I've been working on for the Moses display?
No, Eugene.
I didn't think so.
I hope the Odyssey kids learned why God warns us against having idols. Idols are anything, whether good or bad, that become more important to us than God. And it looks like Liz found out firsthand that some thoughts are best left unsaid and unheard. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. What Do You Think? Was written by John Beebe, Idle Minds was written by Charlie Richards. Both stories were directed and produced by Phil Lawler. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, and Will Ryan. Our production engineer was Dwayne Harms. And our executive producer was Al Jansen. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.